V-E-7-S-L-Z.
Victor Echo 5, Romeo Echo Golf, monitoring through YQR repeater in Regina, Saskatchewan. Calling any station.
QRZ, station calling from Regina, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa.
V1, Echo Papa, V5, Romeo Echo Golf. Good morning, Emil. How are things in Halifax today?
Well, it's minus 8, the sun is shining, and it's not snowing, but we're doing good, actually. We're doing good. Over.
Yeah, very good. Our day is starting out not too bad, too. We're at minus 12 right now. But we're supposed to get up to zero. It's going to be sunny, and it's not snowing. I'm not going to complain to you about snow. My God, I can't believe the snow that you folks have been getting on the East Coast. Unreal. My cousin sent me a little video that he made just the other day. He was driving down some road or highway close to St. John's, Newfoundland, and it looked like something out of a movie. It was unbelievable how much snow there. He was driving down a canyon, a snow canyon. I can't imagine if we had that kind of snow here, Emil. Would we be in trouble? Because we're so open here, and it's we get a lot of wind. Well, of course you guys get a lot of wind too, so I guess it wouldn't be much different. But I just can't imagine that amount of snow. And you know, I don't know how well equipped people are on the East Coast and Newfoundland for dealing with snow. Probably not too bad, but we're used to snow, so we've got the equipment to deal with it. I was talking to somebody just the other day down in Northwest Virginia or something, and they said they had 2 feet of snow, and they've got no equipment to deal with it, so highways are shut down and everything. And the guy I was talking to, he was a little town, and that's where he'd grown up, and said he'd never seen snow like that in his life. Back to you, Emil. V1, Echo Papa, V5, Romeo Echo Golf.
Yeah, very good there, Reg. I can tell you this, they're well equipped there. They got all their heavy equipment is not a plow. It's actually all blowers. They use very little plows. Everything has to be blowers because you're moving like 6 feet of snow, and therefore the houses, some of them you can only see out of the second floor window, so you almost got to make a tunnel to get out of the house. It's a nightmare. We're not too bad here. We got like 6 foot drifts there with 2 foot snow, and then when you plow it up with the machine, my bucket only lifts 6 feet, so after that I got to move it out. But it's not bad. It's not bad. I have fun working with the equipment there. Over.
Yeah, copy that, Emil. Yeah, I have a lot of fun too, moving snow. But again, I don't have to deal with that kind of snow. We got a pretty good dump here last week, but I don't know. There might have been places in my yard where it was a foot and a half deep, but that was about it. So not too much trouble for my tractor. I've got a 3-point hitch mounted snow blower, and of course I got a loader on the front of it. So yeah, it was pretty easy to clean that all up. But anyways, I can't imagine, oh my God, I can't imagine what it's going to be like for you folks in the springtime when all that snow melts. Oh, gosh. We had some bad years, 2011, 12, 13, where we got record snowfall amounts in this part of the province. And, what a mess. Flooding everywhere. Our old farmhouse got flooded right out. The water was right up to the floor joists, bottom of the floor joists in the house, and yeah, it's crazy. Anyways, thanks for the QSO, Emil, and I'll let you go. V1 Echo Papa, V5 REG 73, and you have a good day.
Yeah, very good there, Reg. Well, thanks for the call and comeback. And, no, we actually need all the snow we can get because we had a drought this summer where we had to limit our water intake. So the more snow, the higher elevation the lakes will become, and that way we don't have to use the facility two or three times before we're allowed to flush it. So it was quite ridiculous there last week, or last year, I should say, in the summer. We had no water, and or little water, and then with all those fires, it was a concern, that's for sure. 73, 1 Echo Papa Portable Clear, and we're on the side listening.
Hopefully the spring comes on gradually, and it's a nice slow melt. I forgot about you guys, how dry you were. So, yeah, I guess that is a good thing. Anyways, 73, Emil. V5REG will be clear and standing by for a while.
V-E-7-F-L-Z.
VA 5 Tango Mexico listening. Yeah, VA 5 TM, V5 REG returning. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, sir. Hopefully everything's going well this morning for you. Sitting around minus 10 right now, going up to plus 2 today, over. Yeah, copy that, Tom. Yeah, looks like it's going to be a pretty good day. They're even talking about sunshine this afternoon, so that's a bonus. Sun's starting to pack some heat now, so maybe knock this snow down a little bit. Not that it's a real problem. I was just talking, you probably heard me talking with Emil there. That snow they've got up there, unbelievable. I don't know how they can deal with it. So we've got absolutely nothing to complain about. And you guys don't, you never did get much of that last snowstorm. So, even up in the northeast, while you were just up there, quite a bit of snow up at Hudson Bay and that too, I bet, eh? Oh, they probably got about 6 inches of snow in that one that built up, drifting higher in places, of course, but all in all, not too bad up there either. My brother scraped the yard down there, cleaned up the yard pretty quick, so we didn't really have to worry about it too much. Anyway, yeah, so I'm just vegetating around the house today. Don't have any outdoor plans as of now.